And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. We ask that you hold your phone calls until after the top of the hour news. If you want to jot the phone number down now, that's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air and let you air your question or comment to our guest live and our guest today. It's the third Tuesday of the month, and that means we have someone from the Josephine County staff and welcoming once again the how many titles do you really have, Tamara?
Well, actually, officially, I only have one.
Really?
Yes.
But lots of responsibilities.
Yeah, so Okay. Officially, I'm the recreation director for Josephine County.
And that includes
the county parks as well as the fairgrounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's springtime now.
It is springtime.
And you must be real busy getting those parks ready for what looks like a great summer.
Yeah, you know what's really great about our county ranger team, man? These guys will work through the rain and the snow. They work on projects all winter long, but when that sunshine
Well, it's Oregon.
Comes,
you've got to work through
we'd
that.
We get nothing done.
Yes.
And sometimes all in one day, I might add.
minute to minute.
Yeah, but it's been fantastic. And so they've been working really hard this winter, and we are really excited to start showing off to the community some of the hard work that's been done. And you know, the county parks are so gorgeous. That's just the only way that I can describe it. Every time I'm out and about, and, you know, I call them field trips day, the best part of my job is just to be out in the parks and just enjoy what we have and what our community and county is, just what it can offer. It's stunning.
Oh, golly, you mean you have to drive through the countryside to get out to those parks and look around? Oh,
it's
shucks.
It's terrible when I have to go check things out. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, this Sunday I decided to go for a walk, and I decided to run down to Tom Pearson. I started down at one end, the very far last parking lot past the playground, and I walked all the way through the park and past the dam, the old dam, and you know, just when I was walking through, and it was just such a neat representation of our community. It was dog walkers and families and disc golf players, and gosh, it was fantastic.
Tom Pearce Park has really grown to be one of the most popular parks in the county, I assume.
It really has. It's the addition to the playground, was fantastic. It was a great move by my predecessor, and the park has really just blossomed since that has actually reopened, and it is fantastic. It was just beautiful. I was really impressed. Our rangers, our hosts, our volunteers, they do a really good job. I did not see one single piece of trash. Not one. And it was just, I just was really blown away by, you know, it just makes me proud to be a part of that and to say, hey, these are our county parks. And, you know, the $5 day use fee or the $30 pass that our community buys to help support the parks, they go in our parks and they know that it's being worked.
All right.
And
well,
that's impressive.
Let's deal with those prices right now.
Sure.
All right. $5 day pass fee. And it's been that way for a long time.
It has. Yes.
A long time. Mm-hmm. But you can avoid that by getting the summer pass.
Yeah.
And that's
$30. It's $30 for your vehicle. It's a sticker that goes inside your windshield, and it's good for any of the parks. So you're not just saying, I'm only coming to Tom Pearce. It's all of the county parks that pass is good for. And so it doesn't take about a couple of trips to, you know, feel like you're getting more than your money's worth. And, you know, the fun thing is that when, you know, people come in at first, they're like, what? Why? No way. But then when they see, you know, what's actually happening in the parks and the investment back in the parks, you know, people usually get on board and are buying them at Christmas time for their friends and family and, you know, making it a special thing. So we're really excited and proud about what we're doing out there.
So put that on your Christmas list.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's actually a great time to do it because they're on sale too.
Okay. Well, now let's, Tom Pearce Park. That's the first topic today. And of course, well known for its disc golf.
Yes.
The new playground, hiking trails. What else is there and what's planned for it?
Yeah, so Tom Pearce right now, we're really just working on focusing on some signage and stuff for the disc golf and just really enhancing what is there and making sure that everything is running smooth. We've been working on keeping some access points open for the river and really working on creating some smaller event type space where the community can come in, whether it's, you know, family reunions, weddings, or, you know, something like that, that has that outdoor flavor. But really, we want to get events back into our county parks as well. And so we're working on creating those spaces where, you know, you can come in and put on a really great concert or any kids activity. We actually have coming up an inclusive Easter egg hunt at the end of the month, which one of our community members is putting on. Really excited to help sponsor and support her in that. And so there's just really a lot of space. We're just really looking on refining what's there to make sure that the community has the best experience.
Now, when you say putting on event space, up to including concerts there, are we talking Tom Pierce Park or are there other venues that you're considering?
Other venues. And that's, you know, that's really the great space. You know, Griffin Park is fantastic. It's got that nice, beautiful grassy field right along the river. Great spot for events and weddings. And so we're excited to really start developing those opportunities. And really, we're looking at all of our properties. Another thing that we're really excited about, I'm very excited about, we have brand new restrooms at White Horse Park.
Oh,
I know. And that park was the last park in our system that was not ADA. And so we're just thrilled to have finally been able to secure that and get that in place. And the White Horse Park has been closed for a little bit. We've been working on upgrading the power to the lower area for the RV spots up to 30 amp and, yeah, that bathroom, it's and just the landscaping around it. So that park is going to be reopening soon, and I'm really excited to show that off. And that park is a great park for a wedding. Just going to throw that out there. There's beautiful grass area down there.
All right, there, no question about that. I've been out there for some photographic shoots,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
So,
and that was one of my questions, is what's happening with White Horse Park, and are we close to complete? How close are we to having it reopened completely?
So the upper level is still kind of in a, I'm going to call it a pause stage. We're really, really critically looking at the previous design of what was going to happen. And we are looking to, we still want to renovate that upper section of White Horse, but we want to do it in a way that's going to be less impactful to the natural setting that's there. And so that project is really, for the upper part, has been put on pause. And we are going to be really working with an architecture to make some revisions, revamp that. We still want there to be a bathroom and, you know, some of those things, but, and we want to have a really great camper experience. But what makes White Horse unique is the trees and the setting and the nature. And we want to make sure that we're preserving as much of that as possible.
I was going to ask, what is less impactful, but I think you just described it.
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's on pause right now. So,
it is.
How long is a pause going to be? Do we have any idea yet? It depends on what you see come in.
Well, there's a couple of things coming up. We have a grant that we've received from the Land Water Conservation Fund, and so there's some timelines that we have to stay within. And in a couple of years, we have to be showing some serious movement. We have a lot of smaller projects that are ahead of that as far as priority and getting complete. But what I do want to do is I want to be very mindful and thoughtful as we develop this next plan, because I want to make sure that we develop something that the community can get behind, feel really positive about, and propel that park into moving forward to really start being, you know, I mean, I hate to think of it that way, but we have to think of it as revenue opportunities, because that's what keeps the county parks going. It's the community, you know, showing up and, you know, participating in those areas. And so we have to figure out a way to make sure that whatever changes that we do, that it's an investment that has a return that makes sense.
You brought up revenue. All right. Mm-hmm. How much revenue goes into the county parks out of the general fund?
None.
Okay.
No, in fact, we don't participate in the general fund, and everything that we do is self-funded. We do a lot of grant research for the parks. We you know, all of our projects that you see will have grant funding behind them. And so that what kind of makes things take a little longer than, you know, if we were just out, you know, with a blank check. So that probably is a big piece of what it sets the tempo for improvements. But we do not participate in the general fund. And so everything that the community puts into the parks stays in the parks and just gets reinvested right back into our properties.
All right. We're going to continue talking about the parks and everything connected. And when we come back right after this word from the Illinois Valley Building Supply.
Illinois.
Welcome back to Tuesday Talk Show in Progress, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest today is the Recreation Director for this Josephine County. Tamara Martin is in studio. We've been talking about county parks here. And always the jewel of the county has been Indian Mary Park. What's going on with Indian Mary Park here?
Indian Mary, yes, it has been. It still is the anchor of the park system. And we just love that park. It's fantastic out there. We have been doing some improvements on our actual RV sites, and so that's been a big piece of the process. Last spring, we spent quite a bit of time bringing in some ADA sites. So we now have ADA sites available for tent, for partial hookups, for full hookups, making sure that we have appropriate paths through. We've also been working a lot on the actual line of sight from the park to the river, improve those views, and really just, you know, create some safety features there as well.
All right. Indian Mary Park, of course, always has been a great camping spot. Mm-hmm. And to that end, I know that it's sold out for the most part. What's the reservation situation for Indian Mary? And for all the parks, for that matter.
Yeah. So for all of the parks, you can actually go online and you can reserve up to 9 months prior to your trip. So that's kind of the key, is that we find that once that January hits, or that 9 month mark hits.
Do it early.
Yeah. If you have a spot that's your favorite spot, and most people know that, between Indian Mary and Griffin are probably the two where people, they are very attached to their favorite camp spot. And so, we definitely encourage people to get on there and make that reservation early. You can do it online. If you have questions and need help, we're happy to help you at the parks office. But, we're really trying to make it nice and easy for everybody.
All right. Reserve early. Yep. And it's not sold out yet, but.
No. Yeah, I know. You can definitely get there. Like I said, okay. It's just going to depend on how picky you are with the spot you want.
Oh, okay. So once again, if you're looking for a spot in Indian Mary, this is probably the time of year to do that. Now, there are other parks that we're talking about here that might not have the notoriety of at least the three or four that we've talked about.
Yeah. You know, Alameda is another park that is just past Indian Mary. It's one, if you're a fan of Indian Mary and you really just want to be on the river, Alameda is a really great resource. We have a lot of the river rafters that will be going through, fishermen and the people who really just enjoy the plane on the.
That's right.
Out there on the river. They're the ones that are going to be working on making that park a beautiful space.
Okay, so any more that we need to talk about here? Let the people know about.
You know, I really just wanted to throw out what maybe people don't realize is the Parks Department actually manages Granite Hill Cemetery. And so Granite Hill Cemetery has been a part of the parks system for a while. We have been working for several years on creating the records and putting them in digital formats. And we're really, really excited to be in a space now where we're ready to reopen sales for, you know, for plots. And then we are bringing in a columbarium walls, which is a final resting place for cremains. And that is going to be, available starting this summer as well. So that's something for Granite Hill. It's just such a history piece of our community that we're excited.
That's a very historical park. There are some very, very old gravestones out there. Just fascinating. Yes. To walk through.
It is fascinating, and people have been very excited about that reopening. And I happened to encounter some walkers that just were walking through. They like to go through that the cemetery.
If you're a history buff,
yeah,
it's a must stop.
It is, and they were just so excited. You know, they're like, "Put us on the list, man! This is where we want our final resting place to be." So. We're really excited about the progress for Granite Hill. So, you know, we've been really working towards a lot. lot. We have a lot of things coming up and some projects in front of us as well that we're really excited about. But the Parks Department is active. We have a just dedicated team that work really hard for the Parks Department and the community. They're very proud of what they do, and it shows.
All right. One quick question about parks, and then we'll probably move on to, I know you've got some other things to talk about today.
Yeah.
There has been a transient problem at Granite Hill Park or Granite Hill Cemetery. Has that been resolved, or do we know, or has that fallen under the guidelines of the restraining order that the city is under?
So the area that you're referring to is actually beyond Granite Hill. It's not in Granite Hill Cemetery.
So it's above or outside.
Yeah, so it's not inside the county property. We have actually hired some security that goes through every day, locks the gates, and makes sure that we're really keeping an eye on that space. And what we've really found, frankly, in all of our parks and properties, where we have hosts or security going through on a regular basis, there are fewer problems. And, you know, they just don't want to be where there's people watching.
Yeah.
And so the security that we've been sending through has definitely helped.
All right. Family friendly, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably the key phrase.
Yeah. You know, and I love it. You know, if there's an issue, I have people that call me on the weekends to say, this is happening in here. And, you know, they'll call the after hours line at the parks office, and, you know, and we will absolutely send a host out or security and make sure that our properties are safe.
All right. There's an after hours line for the Parks Department.
Yeah. Yep. If you want to share that with us? Yeah. So it's just the main phone number. And if you just call, it will automatically transfer you through and give you the opportunity to go ahead and make that,
all right.
That message, and it finds its way to me.
Let's see. There's something else coming up here. County Fair.
You know, I do love to talk about the fair.
You do have it, yeah.
I do.
No secrets this year either. I don't have to prod you for anything.
I know. You know, we're so excited. Oh my goodness, I am so excited about the fair coming up this year, you guys. Wow. We have some really neat things coming, and we have literally been working on it since the week after last year's fair. So we are super confident about all of the acts that we have coming in, because we were able to get out there early, and we think that the community is going to be very impressed with what's coming our way.
Okay, go ahead, brag a little.
Okay, so what we decided to do is change things up a little bit, and our fair theme this year is Rockin' the Decades.
Uh-oh.
Yep. And so we are going to really put an emphasis on music. And with that music, we are going to really highlight a decade in our artists. We are going to have Eagle Eyes, which is an Eagles tribute.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have some 70 things going on. For 80s, we have, the only way that I can describe it is really a theatrical musical performance. We have this group that is coming in from the Midwest. They're called Icons of Rock. Uh-huh. And they are, it's not a tribute, because it is an 80s show. It's got the costumes and the big hair and the makeup, and it's Ozzy Osbourne and Kiss and all those artists that were really rocking the arenas in the 80s. And so we expect there to be a lot of really big hair.
Okay.
I'm just going to put that out there, because we all know there was some big hair going on in the 80s.
There's a big hair.
And big hair, yeah.
Kiss costumes.
That's right.
With the platform.
A platform. Yes, all of it. That's what
fireworks?
We want.
We'll see.
I don't know. It might all be digitally done now.
Okay.
But we're definitely really excited about that. And for, you know, the 90s, we have Sawyer Brown coming in. And Sawyer Brown is a national country artist, and he was extremely popular in the 90s, but he's putting out a record like this month. So, you know,
I was going to say, did his popularity fade, or is it?
No, I mean, so we're really excited to get him. He happened to be on the West Coast, and so we were thrilled when we had the opportunity to bring him in. And then, for the nows, we have a band called the Cadillac Three, which is a country rock that will be our Saturday night feature. And, they're great. And if you love rock, you're going to like them. If you love country music, you're going to like them. It's just a really fun night. And then we're going to do something a little fun, a little different. On our Pavilion stage, we actually are bringing in a Taylor Swift tribute.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I've had a couple of people ask me if it's a real Taylor Swift. I assure you, it's not. That would be one rabbit to pull out of my hat.
Yeah, no kidding.
But this young lady comes in. She puts on a really great show full of all of the Taylor Swift music. And it's a free show that's going to be on our Pavilion. We're looking forward to it. We're going to have a fun. And what's really unique about a fair and truly different from a fair, what a fair is to any other festival, is the fact that a fair is made up by our community. It's the participants in our community that make our fair unique. And so we're hoping, and we're going to be offering some fun prizes for people to show up, be dressed up, and really engage and have a good time with us.
All right. Fair dates.
August 7th through the 11th.
All right. Mark that down. Now, there are other things that might fall under your bailiwick also. We'll talk about some of those coming up. So yeah. Give that some thought also. Gee, just a great job, great first half of the show here.
Well, thank you.
All right, we've got more coming up, but I want you to a quick programming announcement. We are in the process of scheduling political talk shows that will be coming up towards the end of April. So keep your ears set for that. We'll invite all of the candidates that we can possibly get into here so that you can make an informed decision coming up in the month of May. That's all coming up right here on KAJO Radio, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band, and all around the world on KAJO.com. Once again, that's who you're listening to, KAJO 1270 AM, 99.7 FM, and heard all around the world on KAJO.com.
Pacific.
You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio, and the phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment for our guest, just dial 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means you're next in queue, and we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest. Questions or comments today? Oh, County Parks, Josephine County Fairgrounds, Recreation Director for Josephine County, Tamara Martin, is our guest. And Tamara, we've been talking about, well, lots of things, but we're just really scratching the surface of the fair. We've talked about some of the entertainment, but the entertainment really is just a portion of the fair, a significant portion that draws people in, but there's lots and lots of things going on at the fair. So can we expand on this a little bit? What else should I come to the fair to do besides eat some great food?
Everyone comes for the fair food. Let's be real. No,
I plan for weeks dieting for that.
So do I. It's a lot of fun. The fair food is obviously a really big deal. You know, one of the things that a few years ago, the fair board moved to make the admission into the fair free. And that has been a game changer. The community has responded so positively. It's been fantastic. But, you know, really, there's some really neat things. You have a lot of, you know, educational type shows. We have a sea lion splash coming this fair, and it's sea lions, and it is going to be a phenomenal show.
I don't have to go to the coast to see the sea lions.
You do
not. I can go to the fair.
And they won't steal your crab bait. So, you know, this is a really neat opportunity for us. We're really excited about that coming in. And in addition, you know, to that, we have a butterfly encounter, and that's just such a neat space. You know, the kids literally get to go inside of this tent, and the butterflies are flying around, and they land on them, and it's just a really neat way for the kids to get up close and personal to nature. We've expanded our free activities for our youth as well. We have some neat things that are beginning to be coming in. And that's what, you know, what I really want people to know, is that you can come in to the fair. We know that a lot of people in the community are trying to make it work right now. But there are a lot of things that you can do for free, you know, in the fair. And that's what we've really tried to focus on, is making sure that we have a really great immersive experience. But let's be real. The heart of the fair has always been about the animals, the youth. And we are so excited. We have more animals coming this year and more participation in our youth auction than we've had in a very long time. our barns are going to be full. We're jazzed about it. And there's just been a real uptick in interest in fair participation for youth. And that's a really neat thing for us to see. So everything's going strong. We're preparing for a fantastic full auction. And there's just going to be a lot of really neat things happening.
All right. The auction's usually scheduled for Saturday morning.
Yep. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Yep. You can register to be a buyer, fill that freezer, split with a family member. It doesn't just have to be businesses. You know, it can be you're ready to stock up that freezer. Now it's a really great time to do that for some quality meat as well.
All right. So plan ahead for that. Save your checkbook.
You know,
make sure you've got at least one check left to write.
That's
that
right.
Big check for that meat on the hoof. All right. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on at the fair. In addition to, of course, the animals and all of the free exhibits that you have, there's a competition going on constantly. I know there's photographs and there's cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking and, I don't know, handcrafts. Why don't you outline some of those for us? And
yeah.
Is the fair guide out yet?
Almost. We are literally probably about a week and a half away from all of that being completely open to the public. We just have a little bit of finer details that we got to work out. But it's very, very close. And I would expect to see that next month out on our website and available in the office. So we can showcase just about any interest and talent at any level. We have everything.
Wow, you just opened a book there, didn't you?
We did. I mean, we have robotics happening now, STEM products for the kids. It's not just about the really great Lego pieces that, and you can, like, your 5-year-old can put together a little Lego piece and win a ribbon. And that's what's really great about that is that it just showcases, and they're not judged against the professional. I mean, they're judged against the other 5-year-olds.
In category.
Exactly. So we have everything from, you know, the different things that people do throughout the year, photography, sewing, hobbies, STEM, beer and wine, honey, like anything that you can think of, there's likely a category for that. Graphic arts. Arts is obviously a very huge piece. And so we're really excited. But again, and you know, people participating in the fair is what makes a fair. And it can be anybody from any part of our county that can come in and show off. And we do. We have pie baking contests, you know, some of those things that you expect. Last year, we introduced a cook-off, and it was a family cook-off. It had to have one child, one adult, and it was a fair favorite food. And so last year, we introduced the potato. And they knew, everyone had that knew that it was going to be a potato. And we had set up stations with air fryers. We had a pantry that everyone can participate in. And then we had a secret pantry that the kids would go and got to choose items from the secret pantry that had to be incorporated into the dish that they were preparing. And I had some fun things in there, like Kit Kat bars. And, you know, it was really cute. And I got to tell you, kids with their parents or grandparents or whomever they had with them they whooped up some really great stuff. We were thoroughly impressed. So we're really excited to bring that back. And we're just always looking for ways to engage our community to participate with us. We don't want you just to show up and be entertained. Yes, that's a big part of it. But we want you to participate in the fair and join us in what we're doing. And we want you to get involved. You know, we have a very active fair board and parks board because we want the community to be involved in what we're doing. And a fair is supposed to be a reflection of our community. All of our interests, all of our traditions, all of the things that make us unique. That's what a fair is supposed to be. And so we're really focused on that as a fair board and a staff, making sure that we're planning something that we're hearing the feedback from the community that they want. And that's what makes it a fair, a unique kind of moving thing.
I understand you have a very active fair board.
We do.
I mean, active, working board.
Yes, absolutely. Our fair board is just absolutely passionate about the fairgrounds and as a whole, year round. And they work really hard with me to, you know, make sure that we have projects going and getting done. We've had some grant opportunities at the fairground, so we've really been working on some renovations and projects. So we're really excited about that as well. And they do a good job getting out there and telling our story. If a healthy fairgrounds in a community is an absolute gem, because it launches economic development. It's a safety refuge in case of emergencies. It's a place to celebrate. It's a place to get together and learn. And so it can, a healthy fairgrounds is a pretty impressive thing.
And I think we've been blessed here in Josephine County to have that healthy fairgrounds here. Certainly some kudos to you for that situation right now. Looking ahead, do we have a long-term plan for the fairgrounds? Is this a time to look ahead for that?
Yeah, we have a master plan that was adopted by the Fair Board. I think that ended up going through in 2021. And it is a fantastic, you know, it really took the heart of the fairgrounds, and instead of tearing it down and building new, we really looked at what was there, what could be functional, what could be renovated for future uses. You know, we don't want to tear down the commercial building. The commercial building is an incredible piece of our fairgrounds history.
But I dare say iconic?
Iconic. Yeah. It should be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and we want to find a way to push that forward. So how can we take this space that we have and really turn it into something special? And so that's how we looked at every piece of the fairgrounds. Where do we take this part, this building, this space, and how do we launch it forward so that in 50 years, people are still enjoying the fairgrounds, and the fairgrounds is still an essential part of the community?
Have we looked that far ahead? Have we looked 50 years?
I don't think I'll be here in 50 years.
No.
Maybe. My grandma lived 100.
Okay. How far ahead, we looked at plans.
Yes.
10, 20 years?
So our master plan's 15 years, mm-hmm. but the reality is it has to be flexible, and because we have to fund it. And the fairgrounds as well is a self-funded. And, you know, it's a tough time for everybody, including the fairgrounds right now. And we're trying to be creative and make our dollars stretch just like everybody else is. And so, you know, that's really the big piece, is creating the funding, you know, for that. We of course had anticipated that we were going to have the funding and the income coming in from the Flying Lark to really fund the baseline to get us going on that project. So back a little bit to the drawing board. I've got some ideas. I've got some challenges ahead. And a lot of it is just, you know, having the conversations with the right people to help me still launch this. I have absolutely not given up, and I do believe that we are going to make the master plan happen.
All right. So how big is the Flying Lark in that plan? How significant is it? And how much of it is really in your hands or in the county commissioner's hands? What's the status of the Lark right now?
Yeah. So the Lark, everything that we did out there, the whole intention from the very beginning is that was being designed, those revenues, to support the master plan for the fairgrounds. That was the motivation of the Fair Board to give up the land. That was the motivation, you know, of the county commissioners was, here's a space that we can fund the fairgrounds in a meaningful way and really start taking care of the things that need to be done and moving forward to the future. The loss of the revenue for the fairgrounds is most certainly, and it was a pretty big blow. And, you know, but, you know, as in life, we all have things that come up. But where we're at right now is that, you know, we would love to see the Lark open. We'd love to see it being a healthy, beautiful space for our community, creating jobs, creating economic opportunities. And, you know, with that comes the support then and the benefit for the fairgrounds as well. But you know, it's sad for us to see an empty space. We don't want that to be empty either. And so we're really in a space of hoping we'll do everything that we can to support finding a buyer or someone to lease a space and do what's best for that.
Well, it's certainly a magnificent building, but that brings the question to mind. is the maintenance of that building to keep it in the shape it's in a drain on the fair's resources?
It is. It's really challenging. We are down to just one maintenance staff for the entire fairgrounds. And so we've had to be really creative, employing work crews and some volunteers and, you know, to come in and help us try and keep that space clean. We monitor it daily, multiple times a day. Plus, of course, it's, you know, all thankfully video cameras everywhere. So we can keep a really good eye on it. But, you know, the biggest piece is the fact that I got one really dedicated guy working his tail off trying to keep up. We had 572 events and activities on the on our fairgrounds this last year, which is more than we've had in years. And we are just hopping. And so we've got to get to a space where that building
is part of it,
is being enjoyed by somebody else and taken care of by somebody else.
572
events. 572
events
and reservations on the fairgrounds. Yeah.
There are only 365 days a year.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that's really important, because we have on our building, sometimes on a Saturday, there'll be 5-6 different activities going on. And that's what, you know, I think that people don't see. They're like, I had someone ask, what's the fair do? What do you do the rest of the year? Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, so, you know, the fairgrounds is absolutely being used, and I mentioned we've been doing some renovations thanks to an ARPA grant, for the arena. We're really excited. In fact, we have a circus coming up this week. Literally the circus.
Really?
Yep.
And a real circus. I haven't seen a circus in a long time.
I know. Since, you know, gosh, we had the circus on our grounds back in 2020, and the world shut down the day before the circus.
Yeah.
And they were on our fairgrounds for about a week, really, with
nowhere to go.
So they're back, and we're excited to have them back. But yeah, we've been working hard on the arena. We received a grant from the state of Oregon. We're renovating the old host house. We're going to be doing some renovations on the pavilion as well. So there's a lot of things coming. It's all grant money, but, and just a lot of blood, sweat, and tears from people who care.
Tell me about the circus. Is it an organization circus?
Yeah, Jordan Circus is coming in, and they're going to be bringing in their show. They're all over social media if anybody has any access to
them. What are the highlights? So what do we expect?
It's the circus. It's exactly what you would expect. You know, you've got the aerialists and the animals.
Animals and the aerialists. Boy, yeah. Two of my favorites right there.
I know. And you'll be pleasantly surprised if you haven't been in the arena in a while. We've ripped out all of the old walkways. We've got brand new wood and walkways in there. It looks good. So we're excited to get people back in and people using our facilities. And it's kind of fun to see them come back, considering, again, yeah, they were here back in when the world's paused for a while.
All right. What are the dates and times for the circus here?
Yeah. I don't have all the details right off the top of my head. So I'm going to encourage everyone to go to our website.
Shoot us an email.
Or just go to our website. Yeah. Everything is there. Facebook, everything is there as well. It's Jordan Circus. They're going to be here with shows Thursday and Friday.
All right. Circus. Wow. That'll be fun again. But grandkids will still handle that.
Absolutely.
And in spite of what people might say about me, I like the clowns too. We just continue to learn more and more about what's going on at the fairgrounds right now. And we're coming down to we've got about the last 8 minutes of the show here today. What should people take away from this? What do people need to know about? First of all, city parks and then the fairgrounds. Let's start with the city parks first. A little review here on what's available real quickly and how to take advantage of it.
Yeah, so I think that you made a faux pas that is a very common one, which is city parks versus county parks, right? And that is something that we talk a lot about and the differences. And really what it is that the county owns the park properties, where the city would own their park properties. And that's the distinction. Yes, the city is absolutely a part of the county, but what makes the difference between the city and the county parks is the ownership of the land. And so that's the real piece. When you're in a county park, it is owned and operated by county employees and our volunteers. And so, That's kind of thing. But county parks, man, get out and enjoy this incredible sunshine. Our parks are ready for you.
They're ready right now.
And you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And when you see that ranger running around or that host and you're impressed with the work that they do, gosh, take a second and tell them, because, you know, it is, I tell them all the time and that what an amazing job they're doing, but it makes a difference most certainly. So right.
Do you need additional personnel in terms of volunteers or, how does that work with the park system?
Yeah. So we have some, we'll have every once in a while, we'll have some park, volunteer days. They haven't been super active since COVID, just because we've got to get that program back up and running. But we will have opportunities throughout the year where people can come in and get involved. And we also have our Parks Advisory Board. I do have an opening right now. If the county parks is something that you're really interested in, you can apply for that position. And so, you know, we're fully staffed right now, which is fantastic. I love that. And everyone's just out there working hard, making it happen. But we do have park host opportunities that are available, and that is a really neat opportunity. If you love your RV, want to spend the season in your RV, doing some camping, hanging out at the parks, it is a neat opportunity to meet a lot of people.
Tell me about being a park host. What does it all entail?
Yeah. So generally, you know, every park is going to be a little different based on the needs of the park. But what you're doing is you're volunteering your time in exchange for being there and keeping eyes on the park, letting us know when there's issues. It entails some, you know, interaction with customer service. Customer service is huge. That's our number one goal. We want somebody who really is a people person. And, you know, and some light cleaning. You're going to be going in. You're going to be making sure those bathrooms look good. You're going to be checking on things throughout the day. And really, but the primary duty is going to be that, customer service, some cleaning, and some landscaping. So each park is different. So it's kind of hard to generalize, but if you have a favorite park, yeah, apply to be a host there, because, you know, that is a really great way to spend the summer.
All right. And that's free parking.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
My mother and father-in-law, were park hosts here in Josephine County some years ago, mm-hmm. and thoroughly enjoyed it. And we thoroughly enjoyed, accompanying them out there to see what the parks were all about at that time.
Absolutely. And it's a really fun way to, you know, like I said, spend the season. So yeah, there's definitely opportunities. And for the fair, you can absolutely, if you want to be a volunteer for the fairgrounds, you can go to the website and just sign up right online, which is fantastic. And you'll be contacted by our, foundation, Friends of the Fairgrounds, and they will help you get set up and find out what you're interested in and make sure that you've got the right pairing. And there are a lot of opportunities for volunteering in the fair.
Okay. We kind of transitioned from the parks right into the fair. Let's focus on the fair here just a little bit in our last two or 3 minutes here. So what should people take away? And if you want to be involved, how do we do that once again?
Yeah. So for the fair, I transitioned that. That's my day back and forth. Fair, August 7th through the 11th. If you are going to participate in the fair, it's time to start thinking about your projects. If you've got, whether it's a quilt or you are a first time person, call the office. We're happy to talk to you about those processes and what to do and what to expect. But now's the time to start thinking about it. It's going to sneak up on us. You know, we're already getting a little taste of the sunshine, kind of making us all get those summer feels. So start working on that. And then our websites are the best, really, truly the best way to get all of the information, because I know there's a lot. So JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com would take you directly to the fair. JosephineCountyParks.com will take you directly to the parks. And you can find links on the county, which is JosephineCounty.gov. And between all of those three websites, all of the information and so much more is available.
And there's a circus this weekend.
And there's a circus this week. This week, Thursday and Friday.
Oh, Thursday and Friday. All right. Circus at the fairgrounds. That's incredible. Kudos, Tamara. Yeah, done a great job out there. And I know you've got a lot of people helping you. Anybody you'd care to single out, just give them a pat on the back?
You know, I just want to really give a shout out. I have a great team. I am so fortunate right now. We are probably the strongest team that I've had since I've started working, and you've just got such a dedicated group of people that are just attached to what they do, and their passion shows, and that's what I'm really excited about. this is the first year that our entire group has kind of all worked together. We've all gone through a fair together. We've all gone through seasons. And so we are definitely familiar with each other's strengths and weaknesses and supporting each other. And I just am so thrilled by the anybody that is on my staff that I'm just so fortunate to work with.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it. We always learn a bunch when we come to, you know, I've been talking about the fair here on the radio for more years than I care to admit to.
I'm sure.
But every time you come in, I find something new.
Well, good.
Yeah, you know, like a circus this Thursday and Friday.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You may see me out there this Thursday and Friday.
Perfect.
Looking for some cotton candy and some fun.
All right.
Thank you very much. We've been talking with Tamara Martin here on the Tuesday Talk Show, the Josephine County Recreation Director. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. More coming on KAJO.